And here's what is really on the card. You know, the first line, like I say, is not shown here, but it's I don't answer questions. But then it does say, I refuse to waive and I invoke my Fourth Amendment right to be free from unreasonable search and seizures. Do not consent to any searches of my home, vehicle, or person. I refuse to waive and I invoke my Fifth Amendment right. I refuse to waive and I invoke my Sixth Amendment rights also. And if I'm not being detained, am I free to go? Are you detaining me or am I under arrest? Am I free to go? And in most cases, you're free to go, unless you are under arrest or being detained. And if you're being detained, they have to have a lawful reason for the detention. They have to suspect you of a crime or that you've committed a crime or that you're about to commit a crime. This is for a case law from Terry v. Ohio. And if you're not suspected of committing a crime or about to commit one or having committed one, they can't hold you. There's no reason for detention. You'll see some videos on YouTube where the cops will say, yeah, you're not answering my question, so until I know what you're doing out here, I'm going to keep you here. Well, what crime am I committing by being here, walking on a public sidewalk? Well, that's what we're going to find out. Now, that's not good enough, see? They have to suspect you of committing a crime in order to detain you. So police will often abuse their authority. And one way to circumvent that is just not cooperate. Don't answer their questions. You can cooperate in other ways if you were just in the just shot somebody in self-defense. You can point to the body. There's the body. You can point to the shell casings. There's the shell casings. And point to any potential witnesses, too, who heard you say, stop, keep your distance, don't make me shoot. Point those people out, okay, because it's important they interview them. And then shut up. Don't say any more.